This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Alarm and form the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, I'm talking about. Get it. My favorite mutant, yeah, is a mic on.
With you, your logic does not get you.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here, right now. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And you know how we get it started, man. You got to get your mind in the right place. And we got a lot to talk about today. Lots to talk about. We'll be checking in with Freeport for the Freeport Report. We'll be talking with, my crew from Freeport. Yes, man. Yes, Mr. Darren Cooper will be chiming in, along with Sarah Kirby from the Grand Bahama News. So we'll be having the Freeport Report coming up in short order. But before we get to that, like I said, lots to talk about. So let's get it in, let's get it on, let's get it popping. I want to make sure your mind's right, so you know I got your brain teaser lined up. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes and Dunkin' Donuts coupons. You know how to get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. And of course, don't forget, with BTC, you just got bumped up. BTC bundled fiber customers enjoy up to 3 times the speed increase for free. Your internet speed just went up 300 Mbps. All right? Nothing to do. Just keep doing you. That BTC bundle, man. Check that out right now. That's what I'm talking. That's some speed right there. All right. Let me hook you up with you know how else to get it in? GuardianTalkRadio.com. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC channel. Flow channel 612 and cable channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Let me hit you up with your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a long one. Courtney Cox has a short one. Madonna doesn't use hers. Bill Clinton always uses his. The Pope never uses his at all. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right, before we get to the headliners, let's go to the phone lines. I see my lines blowing up already. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on there? God, know what you got for me. You called me today. Something got you fired up.
Yeah, I got an issue with hurricanes, right? Specifically, storm surge, right?
Right.
That happened in Ian and Dorian, right? And what are we gonna do with it? The way we building? Why are we still building single story structures? You know, and you know, like, and especially in Nassau. Could you imagine if Nassau was hit by one of those storms, you know?
Everything,
you know,
mash up. The whole archipelago kapungal up.
Yeah. And why not we build in like all these, and we done got shortage of land in Nassau. Why are we building these single-story homes for these government homes? You know, why are we repairing these old structures, single-story old structures in the city? Why are we not doing real urban renewal? You know what I mean? Knocking down blocks and one at a time and restructuring them five stories and the like. You know, eventually we live in a what you call it, a low-lying area, right? We could be building high enough. We could be, you know, when the time comes, the sea rise, we could live in a water city. You understand me? Anyway.
I mean, I get where other parts of the world who are low-lying have built up, and I think that's what we need to do moving forward. But listen, again, Gardner, connect the dots. It's bad for business. Follow the money. Let's get to the next caller.
You know, wasting money, we going in and out in the community crying and then, come on, man. We in this climate change thing this serious. We are afraid now.
Climate change.
Like tsunamis.
And we got to know what climate change really is. It's not just a cute talking narrative and a talking point to go global. We really need to know what's going on and what's behind it and how it affects us. So, you know, right. It starts at home first.
And we got to build for it. Our foundations need to go in the rock and go deeper. Are we going deep in the rock?
I got you, Gardner. Good points, man. I got to get to this next call, man. I appreciate you, though. Good stuff. And that stuff we got to look at moving forward structurally. All right, let's slide into the headline. It's all brought to you, of course, Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. Well, you know what the major headline is. BPL announces increase to monthly fuel charge. Yeah, I get that y'all give a chance y'all to curse and exhale in your car. Hey, everything cool. And then, you know, that is the only headline I think that could have topped this one. Minister of Immigration Keith Bell. What illegal immigration crisis? And then right on the heels of that, before you could exhale or not, it's boom. Roberts expects high food costs to increase.
Oh, Lord.
And then we have Mr. Simon Milson popping off. He's not convinced of a dramatic increase in construction material. Wow. I'm looking at these headlines, though. And as far as the release goes, I'll be honest with you. Months ago on the show, I said, boy, are we going to pay for it in the long run? Passing on it now. What's it going to cost us in the long run? To his credit, F&M leader Mr. Michael Pintard was all over it from June, saying the same thing. Here we are. My God. Then Mr. Keith Bell, what an illegal immigration crisis. Listen, next time I got to go to the bank, I can look, what mortgage, what loan? What bill? Oh, when I go to the food store to Mr. Roberts? Man, No. What food store bill? I don't care about your prices going up. What bill? I see no bill here. I see grocery in the trolley. I go into the car. I don't see no bill, though. That can't work. Really? I don't know. What say you, chairman? I mean, I'm going to let you all have your way with it today. Let's slide up into the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you, in addition for all your back-to-school needs, in addition to your fast fashion, your workwear, all of the accessories to go along with it, Monday and Tuesday. New selection of clocks as well. They now have small home appliances and cookware for you as well. So be sure to check them out, both locations, Johns Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Well, you know the one thing buzzing. The one thing buzzing today, more than all of that, is the BPL worker who beat the you-know-what out of the expatriate who told him, you can't cut my power off, buddy. No PI privilege there. If your bill got to pay, your bill got to pay. Your light got to cut, your light got to cut. You ain't never had candle and kerosene. Yeah. Anyhow, in the words of my good friend, the part cake, Mr. Leslie Miller, my brother, you're not going to sweat now. And props to the BPL worker, man. I'm not saying go out of your way to beat up consumers, but if consumers have cost you, then do what you got to do. And that BPL worker was off the chain. He looked like some... Mr. Producer, did you see the footage? Man, this dude had him in a full rear naked MMA choke lock. You know what I mean? He looked like my boy. Yeah, man. From MMA. You know who I'm talking about. The Last Airbender. Mr. Adesanya. Had that rear naked choke going on, man. Off the chain. Had your boy topping in the picture. I just want to let the BPL workers know, though. Don't feel yourself. That was an expat older man. Don't feel froggy on this side of the bridge. Because it could go a little different. And that don't give consumers right to freak yourself out now and go after the BPL dudes to look like they trained by MMA. Dana White must be down here on the download training people. So therefore, i.e., proceed with caution. Let's check out some of the texts coming in. Naughty, there is no immigration, energy, crime, education, housing, and cost of living crisis. This sums up what are not our priorities. Very well put, Dexter. Naughty, another day, another death. These some crazy people in Nassau. Question, did the government have a nationwide purge and no one send me the memo? Boy, I'm starting to think. Naughty, electricity's going up. You will have to cut off the water heater. They want us to go back to boiling water on the stove to bathe. Do you think this is a cowboy situation, eh? You've been talking to Aaron Lewis, eh? Because you know he like to tell you to take a cowboy. Only cowboy I support right now is any one of the members of that 3-1 Dallas Cowboy football team, the winners of three straight. Oh, yeah, I support those cowboys. Ain't nothing happening. Naughty, tell Gardner we build single-story homes because people are broke and don't pay their mortgage, much less rent. Ouch. Naughty, Chief Bell is like the Philadelphia Bell. He's cracked. He's obviously delusional. A texture. That's pretty funny right there. Naughty, no matter how high food prices go up, I cannot substitute my Mott's apple juice. I will just have to pay for it. Hey, well, good for you, brother. You and your apple juice, I wish you the best. That's probably because you... Anyway, I can leave that alone. Naughty, is this administration going to address this immigration crisis? Naughty, since Keith Bell thinks the average Bahamian has no opinion, let him know it's the average Bahamian who will vote them out if this immigration crisis is of no importance to them. Well, listen, you cannot campaign on Bahamians of Haitian descent and expect different results, voters. Come on. You know where their priorities lie. And my whole thing about it is everybody hopping on the illegal immigration crisis, picking on one set of illegal immigrants or migrants in transit. It's not just the Haitians here, you know. You know, we got the whole of South America. That's what I'm mira. Cuba, Dominican Republic, Colombia, El Salvador, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Panama, come on. Not to mention the Philippines. Not to mention Mayati Brethren. See? Can't forget all of my good friends, our neighbors to the north, America and Canada. Behind, you know, a lot of them behind the gates. Come on. Call it all out. Yes, Chinese Brethren, you know, Ni Hao Kai Lan. Yes, indeed. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon. I'd like to answer a trivia question.
My brother, we got an answer already, man. Texted, man, beat you to it a long time. What was your answer, though?
I knew the answer to this from when I was about 10 years old.
And it took you that long to get what the answer was?
You wouldn't believe how bad my luck is. I tried to call, trying to text, but my phone ran out.
All right. Today's your good day. Just tell me what your answer is, man.
Last name.
Boom. Mr. Producer, hold this call. I'll hook him up too, man. We can make sure he's straight too. All right?
Thank you very much.
Because if you've been doing it for all that time, I want you to be upset. We got too much things going on. I want you to go home and kick the neighbor's dog because you're mad to not violate and escalate into something and they believe me because I hooked you up. So you hooked up, give it to the producer. Be good to go. Do that. Now, if the neighbor's a Miami Dolphin fan, kick that dog. And then kick the neighbor. No cruelty to animals. Just kick the neighbor if he's a dolphin fan. Anyway, talk to my producer. He can get you straight. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be checking out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And we're going to get to Freeport. All right? We got Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News going to chime in on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me, along with Mr. Darren Cooper. We're going to have a great conversation. Get all caught up with Freeport. A lot of good things going on in Freeport. A couple of other things we got to talk about, too, all right? The Freeport Report is coming up. All of that on the flip side of the break right here on the Tuesday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Don't touch it. Keep it right where you got it.
For pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George, choose an Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, only chicken sandwiches with attitude. Featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger. Or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, October 4th edition continues right now. And real quick, I got to remind you, man, it's all about KFC Nassau. Yeah, people, you definitely got to check them out, all right? And check them out, I mean, all right? They got great things going on. Don't forget, man, if you like those chicken sandwiches, you got two great options. You got the deluxe chicken sandwich if you like it spicy. You got the original recipe, Colonel's chicken sandwich. If you don't, oh, man, either or is all G-double-O-D good. Don't forget the drive-thrus open and frying until midnight, Monday through Sunday. All right, and all month long, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Buy four guava biscuits when you purchase four guava biscuits, dessert biscuits, all right, $1 is going to be donated to the Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. All right, so be sure to go out and get those guava biscuits all month long at your favorite KFC location and support a great cause. Get it? Got it. Good. And as we slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin', let me check the text lines real quick, because I want to have a good undivided conversation with my guests from Freeport, and we'll be getting to them in 1 second. Naughty, there is no... Okay, we got that one already. Send it again, but I appreciate it. Naughty, Minister Bell looks like all politicians. He needs a reality check. When in opposition, they say all the right things, but the minute they get in power, they get selective memory. Very, very true, Texter. Very true. And we've seen it happen before. Hi, Naughty. The PM told the Haitians that he was one of them on the campaign trail. What they would do for votes. All right. Naughty. Mott's apple juice goes best with Jack Daniels. And then Jack Daniels honey. No. Jack Daniels honey is not even on the Jack Daniels recipe, my brother. All right? No. If you know anything about Jack Daniels, then you will know honey is not real Jack Daniels. Nor is that cinnamon. There's only one. Old number 7. All right? Get it? Got it. Good. All right. Let authorities keep burying their heads in the sand. The locals are feeling it because they're living in it. Shouldn't the minister have stars to respond instead of generalities? We don't know whom is fleeing from Haiti or who is here in our country. Mixed in with them that are fleeing and could be a bad element. We don't have the reliable data, especially out of Haiti, and we don't have reliable data here in the Bahamas. So we have to act in the best interest of Bahamians. We have to stop talking in generalities. The minister should have his stats. I'm sorry, that word you used earlier, stats, and state for us to review and discuss. But the data needs to be, we need to know what we're really facing to better solve the situation. I agree with you on that, Texter. But at the same time, we have to first and foremost admit that there is an issue, there is a problem. Naughty, that's why we can't solve this issue. Why try to deflect to the others? But there are other nationalities seeking through the bush and hiding in shantytowns all over in numbers as the illegal Haitian. Come on, let's not. Nobody's deflecting. But if you're going to call out one set of illegals, call them all out. And go behind the gated communities. I challenge you. All right? And see how many behind there compared to the shiny towns. And everywhere in between. Take a day, ride throughout New Providence. And go all through. Don't just take the highways. Take the byways too. And have a good look. Have a good look around. Because if you're going to call out one, call out all. Because we're talking about an illegal immigration problem. That's just not one set of illegal immigrants. It's multi-leveled. And if we're going to address it to solve the problem, what the problem is. It's not a popularity contest. It's facts. We take an emotion out of it. How many foreign nationalities are represented in this country? All right, and how do they produce, and how do they represent, and how do they build up this nation? How many are here legally? How many are here illegally? That's what we got to get to, and connect all the dots in between, because it's gonna get bad for business if we do. Because some of us like to talk about the illegal immigration problem, but they're the first to hire for low wages. One step forward, two step back. We are part of the problem also. If we're going to be totally honest and keep it 100. With that being said, let's get to Freeport for the Freeport Report. And before I get to that, you know, they're taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. And I got to remind you, man, it is all about the pumpkin at Dunkin', okay? Yes, indeed. It's the season. All right, so get into Dunkin', get your donuts, support it. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, all right? And every time you buy a hat or a donut... Posties are going to go to Sister to Sister. Of course I love Dunkin', man. I'm punkin' at Dunkin'. That's how it goes.
Pumpkin.
So chiming in with me today, we got Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News, and we also have Mr. Darren Cooper, both of them chiming in. Good to have you guys back for the Freeport Report. Sarah, what you got good for us today out of Freeport? Darren, they coming to you because we got to talk, my brother. We got some, you know, we got some things to talk about. I feel like I'm in an interrogation room. I can talk to the good cop first, and then I can talk to the bad cop because you need to parley with me. All right, so.
I get to play good cop. I like
that. Okay. Officer Friendly, what you got for us today, man, out of the Grand Bahama News?
We got some good news today. We've got some improving health services. If you read in there, we had a the Princess, the Public Hospital Authority had a great meeting and discussed what was happening at the RAND. So there are changes happening. There are improvements coming, which will make things better. We hope. We are still not quite out of the quagmire that came with everything from Dorian, and God, I hate saying that word every week. So there is a lot there, and that the hospital is on that top 10 list for trauma. It's airport, hotel, hospital. I don't know where the rest go down the line, but I know Darren will say they're definitely in our top three. We also talked about this week in the paper, you'll find out, we talked about some, unfortunately, some accidents that we've been having. We're trying to get people to slow down with kids going back to school. And so Grand Bahama Power did a nice, billboards and signage, and everyone trying to remind them they had unfortunately had a fatal accident. And and a young child was killed, so we really don't want that to happen anymore. So it's just reminding people to be cognizant when they're driving and to be safe on the road. I'm probably the worst example of that. I have to stop WhatsApping while I drive. I know that. So it's probably the best lesson written for me. Speaking of it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and time to get your tatas done. It is talking about mammograms, and there's a lovely lady leading the charge here in Freeport trying to get women to get their breasts examined. It is a big deal because especially come or things like COVID, people just have not taken care of themselves for the last 3 years. So she is really encouraging people to do that. I would love every woman, if I could, if they're listening, I know my friend Jasmine's listening from Bahamas Waste and her team, to go and read this article. It is imperative as women that we do this and get this testing as we get older. So that's a big story for us this week. And then our last one for the week was about United States Embassy coming over teaching women entrepreneurs. And it was a really great story about how they've been training women to work in business. And, you know, as a female who's very big about women in business, this was a really very good story for me. And I've spoken at these events before to people that are starting their own businesses. So I think that's a really positive approach. And I love how the embassy has supported women in this vein. So I do thank the embassy for that. They do it not only here in Grand Bahama, but in Nassau and in Abaco as well. And these are great programs that you can sign up and you learn so much being a woman in business, but also just about being in business and how you should handle businesses, how you should keep it separate from your handbag. You know, you should run it as a proper business. So it's very good. So I encourage everyone to pick up the paper. And we did not have an eyesore today. We do have an eye full coming of things that someone's improving a building, but I have to get the name of the building right first.
All right, so you got an eye full instead of an eye store next week. Okay, I like that. I'm looking forward to the eye full. Yeah, I didn't like your eye store last week. I still don't like
that. No, you did not like that at all.
Don't worry, I can come fix your business. I can come rebuild. I take my oath to Jesus. I can move to Freeport, me and MJ, and I can reopen Joker's Wild down there, and you got to make it an eye full.
I think we can do it. They say the roof is fixable. I don't know.
No way, but that, man, we build up from the ground up, man. We do something down there. Freeport need that. And if everything's going to be getting online like they say they are, right, Darren?
Yeah.
Then I should be able to make that investment. Hey, so they say, right?
Yeah, so they say. Talk is cheap, money buy land.
Boy,
yeah.
but what's going on?
We got to see it happening. I'm with Darren on that.
We'd like to see it happen. I mean, in Freeport, man, I mean, from what I'm getting, I get now you get a little darker side of Freeport. I had a honeymoon over down there, Darren. I hear, boy, look here. I hear people ain't happy.
Well, Freeport, I'm sure many of us been PLPs have been disgruntled for quite some time. And I think what really opened up the can of worms was a lot of PLPs gave the government a one-year sort of, you know, leisure to do as they thought fitting to try and get the economy going. And then, you know, when the PLP came into power, they said they were working off the F&M budget, and they just really got a budget. So now that time has come, and, you know, you have the minister for Grand Bahama who's only given her supporters, her generals, contracts. And so what about the mouths of other persons? And so these are the cries. If you listen to the social media videos, and I know quite a bit of those persons in those
Boy, and I mean some big-time generals was coming out disgruntled and upset. General. Shocking.
Yes, yes. And so... that is the concern that a lot of those generals have. And so, I mean, hey, it's kind of honeymoon is over for the Progressive Party. So now you're seeing the tough decisions coming out. You know, you're seeing the high increase in power bill or the increase in power bill. You don't know what's next.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at it, I'm thinking, okay, when we look at the power bill, a couple of months back, I said, look, boy, how much are we going to pay for it on the back end? Now here we are, we paying for it on the back end. I look at the goalposts that keep moving in Grand Bahama, and I'm wondering, okay, are we going to pay for it on the back end? Meaning like 4 years from now, we still having these same conversations, no further ahead. And now here we come election time, and the next set of promises coming, and this, that, and other, and here we go again. I mean, we really need to address what's going on as far as like Freeport. Obviously, you know, the morale, people disgruntled, we get that, the honeymoon over. But I think if we could get that hotel property right, if we could get the airport online and people could start seeing something tangible, then they might be able to believe in something again. But Freeport is like just totally disgruntled. You can't sell them on nothing.
Our political leaders over the years have been so much dreams just to get in office. And I now stop to wonder, what is it really the benefit for them? You know, you say you want to get in. Now you're there and you're not doing what you say you would do. And you mad because I'm keeping your feet to the fire based on what you said that you were going to do, your campaign promises. And I was just going through my phone over some messages with some of the people are now in government. You know, even a message that I had with the now prime minister, and I was just blown away by the commitments and the pretty sweet words that was said by these persons. Like, now you're there and you're not reachable, you're not touchable, you've arrived. What about the people who got you there? All those, I mean, and I would hope that we as Bahamians would open our eyes to see that these guys have got pretty talks, but not much action. They're now eating the best of the best, driving the best of the best. Not our government purchased brand new cabinet cars, brand new Jeeps.
Right.
And we got government agencies, right here in Grand Bahama, our social service department got one car. And the Ministry for Grand Bahama got 10 cars parked up there. How much time did it change? Cabinet minister's car, permanent secretary is the minister's car. Brand new cars and government agencies don't have more than one sensible car. That one break down, got up there. And we play it. We talking, but we ain't acting.
And I think that's the problem. We've seen zero follow through over the years. And, you know, and now we're looking at it and Freeport's disgruntled, Apco's disgruntled. I mean, I hope this administration realizes the same way that they came to power, they could be removed from power, because those are some of the key areas that help get them in. And those are some of the key areas right now that are absolutely like fed up.
Sarah, I have one good report to come out of Grand Bahama.
What was that?
All right, let me sit down for this one.
Well, I would hope that you hear it the way that I say it. Last week Thursday, the beautiful Grand Bahama program reached its finished date, and so I guess because of the kick up of some of the persons who work in the program, they decided now. Today is Tuesday. They've relaunched the beautiful Grand Bahama for another 90 days going into the Christmas season. So I don't know if you guys saw that social media video where they thanked the minister for the start or the launch again of this 90 days of cleanup. That's some good news coming out of Grand Bahama. Cleanup campaign has started again.
I stood back up.
Is the cleanup campaign the part where they're using people in the urban renewal and they're cleaning up the areas like they cleaned up the sports area, the sports?
But that's not urban renewal. That's beautiful Grand Bahama. That's the minister for Grand Bahama.
Okay. I mean, I have to admit, I really do think that was a beautiful cleanup and it was desperately needed. And if it gave people jobs, I'm going to be very happy on that because it was needed and it is nice to see the sports complex. It's a shame that whole thing went wrong with the hotels, but I was very pleased to see that we were at least trying to get into that business and getting more people to the island. It's just, we cannot do it until that airport is back to shape. I will tell you, there is...
And speaking of the airport, we need to figure out who's going to get that contract for the airport and make sure they do it right.
Probably someone at NASA can get it. The Grand Bahamians don't qualify.
I think it's
allegations it's the Grand Bahamian via NASA.
And that's what it's always be. It's actually going to be a NASA by a Grand Bahamian.
Oh, okay.
NASA can get it, and then they give it to the Grand Bahamian to do the work.
I hear they running that, old juvenile song. They bounce back.
But there was, Sarah, I don't know if you realize, but there was a trailer park, another trailer park at the airport, almost finished, where the old regional air used to be.
Yeah.
That is near completion. I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is, but.
We featured those in the paper, and according to the to Tara Ramey, who's in charge of the new board at the airport, those are going to be where the private airport will now be there. That's where people will be coming in on private charters and flights, and they'll have a decent place now to come in, because they were these smaller cabinet areas before where the people had to be outside and it was tented. It was very bad. So this is the new ones. They have started those. We understand that they're also getting out the bid and getting that finalized for the runway, not the actual airport runway, but this is the tarmac that connects the Western Air to the runway. That has to be changed immediately. We featured that last week, and Joe Darvill spoke out, as well as Magnus Alnebeck from Pelican Bay, who is always willing to speak out and talk about things in Freeport getting better. I didn't see you, Darren, and I think this is one that you guys should keep an eye on, that a lot of people don't know about, and we will feature it this coming Tuesday in the paper. But WASM, which is the West Atlantic School of Medicine, they had an open house on Monday, and it was phenomenal. The money that they have invested, it's hidden away in Freeport. It's actually behind an area off the main East Sunrise Highway, and it is an amazing school. What is even better about it is it was built by Bahamians. The building work that Ryan Graham did of Yellowfish was phenomenal. And the school is beautiful. They've got their second set of medical students. This is following Naughty off how Ross did theirs. I don't know if you knew about Ross Medical. So this is even larger plan. And their goal is by 2025 students here. And I think we need to look at the bigger picture of that. This is how people don't realize the success of the shipyard. Everyone's like, oh, they're bringing foreigners in. Oh, they're doing this. But the benefit that you get to your island, that you get from that, from the housing, from the increased numbers on your island, more power, more people buying in the market, more restaurants getting busy. These are all things that add to your economy. And this is something that this medical facility will do, as well as it gives people opportunities to rent their homes, apartments to these young students. It gives you that great college vibrant life of these young kids that are going to be medical doctors. And they're also giving scholarships to.
Yeah. I think that works. I see college kids love comedy clubs, man. You see, it could happen. It could happen.
Yes.
Well, listen, I want to thank you guys for chiming in. Good stuff as always. We'll see you again next week on Tuesday for the good, the bad, and the ugly down there in Freeport. And go out and buy the Guardian every Tuesday. Get the Grand Bahama News, but continue to buy the Guardian. All right, spend the money and get the supplement.
That's right. And Dan, it's worth the purchase.
And Dan, hopefully next week when we talk, there'll be a little bit less. What Barris like to say is them sweet lies. Maybe we can get through some of them sweet lies of these politicians. And so take me to the break with some Barris and some of them sweet lies. And politicians, past, present, and future, remember, man. Just the people be hip to it. We don't want them more sweet. Say so. Grand Bahama say so. The whole archipelago say so. So you guys be safe, and we'll talk soon, man. Thank you so much.
All right,
y'all be safe, and we'll talk again. And take me to the break with some Barris, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get to the news, and we'll be talking sports, man. All right, this is Talking Heads, the October 4th edition, continuing right after this. Barris, give it to them.
Me, so Valentina, you fell for one of them sweet lights, the kind you doubt still you wanna believe. When the heart's not hearing, while the brain is saying, and you're weak indeed, another sweet light, the kind you doubt still you wanna believe. When the heart's in doubt, you got to stay out.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people. And only for $20. It's at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service. We've been on the scene. Protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Duncan.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, October 4th edition continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. And, you know, we're talking sports. Mm-hmm. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Boy, look here, Mr. Producer. Them Dolphin fans still a little irate in them. They're still in their feelings. I don't know, man. Some of them a little delusional, but I hear it. Now we got to start it off. Like we always do. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chapman Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. give them a call. I'll see what they got going on for you. 377-7776. 377-7776. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, today, October 4th. This is what happened in sports history today. 1893, the first professional football contract was signed by Grant Gibbert for the Pittsburgh AC. 1895, the first U.S. Open golf tournament took place in Newport, Rhode Island. Horace Rollins was 19 years old and won the tournament. 1959, the first World Series to be played west of St. Louis began in Los Angeles, California. 1981, Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, and Harry Belafonte debuted in the first dramatic roles in NBC TV's Grambling's White Tiger. 1987, NFL owners used replacement personnel to play games despite the player strike. 2001, 70th home run of the season to tie Mark McGwire's Major League record. Bonds also moved past Reggie Jackson on the all-time list with his 564th career home run. And in 2001, Ricky Henderson of the San Diego Padres scored his 2,246th career run to break Ty Cobb's Major League record. And the quote of the day, my motto was always to keep swinging. Whether I was in a slump or feeling badly or having trouble off the field, the only thing to do was keep swinging. Hank Aaron. And that's why they called him Hammerin' Hank, one of the greatest of all times. And, of course, do we have Pearly in? Is Pearly zoomed in yet? We got
right there.
What's going there, Perldorf? Everything good with you?
I'm there, that guy. I'm right here, that guy.
Listen. We got a lot to talk about. Let's do the local thing. And then who's out? But we got a lot to talk about. Jesus, what happened to the Lakers last night, man? I'm just objectively looking from a distance throwing rocks, but boy, I tell you, did you watch that debacle? Huh? I can't hear you, man. Where are you? That's right. You ain't talking about them. That's fair enough. Okay, so you did peek. I did peek too, but then I was like, peek, go.
Highlights.
Oh, you. Oh, Lord. You gave him the highlight treatment?
I watch football and I watch baseball.
Yeah. That we'll talk about it in a little bit, because that left a lot to be desired, that football last night. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But we got a couple of things popping on the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King, BK Nassau. And listen, Pearly, man, I know you like that King's Feast, right? With the Greek Whopper and the tzatziki sauce and the fries and all. But listen, I got some information today from BK. Check this out. They got a new King meal deal coming, all right? $5.75, VAT included. You got the Chicken Big King Jr., or you got the Big King Jr., and it includes a sandwich, small fries, and a small drink. And it's available for you right now.
You just want our listeners. You want our listeners really to blink. All I like to do is eat it.
Well, they know I like to eat. I ain't going to lie. I have you down as a fellow foodie, too, though. You're a foodie.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. You eating right now. Okay.
Get some serious steamed conch, white rice, some D&C.
Oh, Lord.
So I support tipping now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Anyhow.
A bit of potato salad and macaroni. I really shouldn't be eating all this, and don't let my son know that, but you know.
And you shouldn't be calling them names, but anyway, everything cool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I'm so sorry.
Let's look at the local scene, man. All right. A couple of things. The Heat wrapped up training camp over here. I think it was a good experience in all. I think they need to continue doing that. At least for Jimmy Butler's sake, so he could continue playing dominoes. Because I think his favorite thing is to come in and play dominoes with Bahamians.
You get Duke?
No, he Duke a couple of people on the video I saw. He looking like he's holding his own. Still don't know what's going on with the extensions, but anyway, we can leave that alone. You know? And we still have a quartet of Bahamians set to sail in Brazil. All right?
Wonderful.
That's coming up. We also have Bahamian stock to compete in the Berlin Marathon. All right. The masses, because, you know, they go global and they do their thing. And they actually competed in it already. So that was a good thing. And, of course, the big headline, our guy, Kai Jones, plays against the Celtics in the preseason. And he's making his case for inclusion in the Charlotte's roster. Not just on the roster, but he got to be in that rotation. You know what I mean? If not, that's starting five, definitely coming off the bench. He turned in a strong contribution off the bench.
He should get a lot of playing time. I don't know if he'll be in the top, in the starting five, but he should at least come off the bench.
Definitely. I mean, he's 6'10", 221 pounds. He's a power forward. He didn't play until the fourth quarter on Sunday, but when he did, he reminded everyone just how agile and athletic he was and how impactful he could be. He rolled up over Celtics forward Luka Samanic on both occasions on thunderous dunks just 30 seconds apart in the fourth quarter. He's only 21, finished with 5 points, five rebounds, and a block in 9.5 minutes of play. 2 of 2 from the floor, 1 of 3 for having the charity stripe. That's the kind of contributions and that's the kind of minutes and quality minutes that are going to get you in the roster. All right? Now, remember now that their head coach, Steve Clifford, God, that's such a white boy name, Steve Clifford, is making his second stint with the team after replacing the fired James Borrego in June.
I mean, I don't know Steve Clifford. Is he black?
No.
Okay.
And then Jordan Schoenkamp, who coached Jones with the Greensboro Swarm, an affiliate of the Hornets in the NBA G League a season ago, and who has also coached the Hornets summer league team, said he likes what he sees from the Bahamian, but his playing time this year will depend on what direction the organization is going. Now, see, when I hear that from the organization, you know, Charlotte's organization, if they got to tank it, they will. You feel me? So if they tank in it, he'll get a lot of minutes. But if they decide to chase something, he may get lost in the shuffle. You got to be careful of what GM say, you know, or trade it. Remember now, he was the 19th overall pick in the 2021 draft. If he ain't gonna play there, I know he could play in other cities in the NBA. Plug and play. Let's keep an eye on it. I think he's got the tools to make it in Charlotte, though. Because I hear, you know, a certain Mr. Jordan is a fan. And a certain young man with the last name of Ball is also a fan. So hopefully we'll tie into that and, you know, everybody stays happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a wrap right there on who's in and who's out. Sorry, on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Time to get into the who's in and who's out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check them out. Mackie and Rosetta, they're open until 6, so you got a couple of minutes to check them on the way home if you're in that area. Let them do the cooking for you. And be sure to check them out coming soon to JFK Drive, R&D Plaza. All right, get your Tropical Gyro on, and that's the next of many to come to a neighborhood near you. All right, Tropical Gyro is definitely doing big things. And Pearly, I tell you who's in and who's out. Well, let's start in the NBA. I can be honest with you. From what I'm seeing in Los Angeles with the Lakers, Lakers ain't gonna be in the top 3 or 4 in the West. They might be 7 or 8 if they make it. And
so are we judging one preseason game, or what are we looking at?
No, I'm just looking at what I've seen so far with the roster compilation and so on and so forth. You know, there was an opportunity yesterday, right before, up until before a tip-off, that Indiana was just waiting for the Lakers to give them a call. And if they said Russell Westbrook, 2027, 2029, unprotected, or protected, that they would give up Miles Turner, Buddy Hield, and one more piece. And Palinka
didn't. That's a lot for the Lakers to give up.
But Earl, here's where I'm at. The Lakers only have 27 and 2029. They've given everything away on LeBron's whims and wishes to get people in there. May as well give them up. The way the roster's constructed now, those two pieces would actually help with what we have and actually make it a vital, you know, a vital team, a legitimate championship contender over there. Because now the bench is enhanced. And,
but, you know, what I find very interesting is because this is the very same thing. This is the very same team with the core, the superstar three, they call it, or whatever you want to call them, big three. That a year ago, we were thinking that the Lakers would be in the money for the championship. They had a bunch of injuries. Who says that they're not going to be in the money for the championship this year, or at least do better than what they did 11th place last year?
So I think you've been talking to Darvin Ham then, because that's the same Kool-Aid Darvin Ham putting out. And yes, legitimately, that's something you could look at. And you could say, listen, there were injuries, give it another run. But I think that relationship in that locker room is fractured so between LeBron and Westbrook that it's poisonous. It's going to turn toxic. It's going to get horrible. So just eliminate that before it starts. We need to even point the finger to where the blame came from and so on and so forth. It is what it is.
Well, yeah, you do all of that. But But the bottom line is, if it gets toxic, the one who can win it, the one who can come up to the top and be the man can be LeBron anyway. So Westbrook needs to fall in line and do what he got to do.
Or we could trade him now and get two players that will vastly improve the lineup.
Yeah, but I'm all for trading him, but I'm not for trading him just to say get rid of him. And then you're still bad off. You're worse off than you were before that. So Pelinka don't make no bad move. I mean, he doesn't make enough bad move. I guess he won't do that. Let's see what happens.
Well, you know, we got to keep an eye on it. But I'll tell you somebody else who's definitely in and whose stock is like rising out of the roof when it comes to the NBA. And this is a name you got to keep an eye on.
Oh, my God. That's what I got to hear this.
Who?
Okay, go ahead.
Who do you think I'm going to say about?
Go ahead.
Why? You don't want me to talk about Victor Wembanyama?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Why? Who you thought I was going to talk about?
I thought you were talking about a man you got a crush on.
I'm lost. I have no man crush that I know of.
You know, you're not a Jar Rastafari, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm still a practicing Maran Tafarian, you know.
Okay, man crush.
Okay, this coming from Dan Marino, who you will slaughter for.
Dan Marino's the man, the myth, the legend. That's my man. I got man.
That's a man love affair. That's a man love affair, then. Anyway, could we talk about Victor Wembanyama, please?
Go right ahead, bro.
Because tonight, my mind will run on Kobe if you're talking about man crush. And then I can get depressed. So don't do that to me. Fair enough.
Listen, I got a room for the people that killing this have laughing at you right now.
I don't care.
Okay.
They don't know the bond me and Kobe had. Okay?
They can know it in a minute.
If I decide to tell or not. But it's probably better Dolphins. I don't really care. And a hush falls over the crowd in your living room. There it is. And a hush falls over the Dolphinites. There you go.
One is actually a Cowboy fan. One is a Brady fan and one is a Cowboy fan.
You're keeping semi-good company there. That's all I can say.
So I'm going to get in my studio, but everything.
Anyway, can we talk about Victor Wembanyama, please? Because this is the dude that the NBA execs are like salivating over, okay? They're like salivating over this kid. They say he's the next everything. All right? They say you got a little Tim Duncan in there. Okay? You got a little back-to-the-bucket moves. You got some Kevin Garnett in there. You got some Giannis in there. He's from France. Okay? Yep. And he's definitely on the radar of the San Antonio Spurs. I hear the Spurs will take 82 losses right now if they could get him. They wouldn't even show up. They'll forfeit all 82. But
he's in the European League.
Right. But Wembanyama prepares to play his first game in the United States on Tuesday tonight as his French squad, Metropolitans 92, takes on the G League Ignite. All right? And the whole NBA is going to be in the arena. Everybody is salivating. Everybody's looking at this kid. He's only 18. He's 7'4", with terrific the ability to run the floor with fluidity. And he's got the ball handling skills of a guard.
Is he French, African French, or African Anglo, you know?
No, I think he comes from one of the French colonies. So he's of African descent. So you'd have to look and see exactly where he came from. But obviously he's been in France from being a youngster. He's only 18 now. So he's been there. But a decade ago, you know, a player of his size would have been relegated to the low post, not given the opportunity to play how he plays. But he plays.
Thank God for Magic.
Now, he's a work in progress, though, all right, because of the frame. I think he's got to add some more weight. But he averaged about 10 points, 5 rebounds, but he shot 47.3% from the field and 26% from deep, all right? But again, he has game-changing upside because he's only 18, okay? So he's not even – he's playing pro ball in France, which is like he'd be playing high school in the States right now, possibly 1 year of college.
Okay.
So the upside on him is tremendous. And if you get a chance to look at some videos or whatever, check out this kid, because what he does with the ball is absolutely phenomenal. It's ridiculous. Somebody 7'4" should not be able to do what he does. He's got some Anthony Davis to him too around the bucket. You know, as far as the post moves, fluidity, getting the ball off high, could shoot the J for a big man. I think the signs are all pointing up for this kid. And I think that's the next hot name in sports to look out for in the NBA is Victor Wembanyama. Obviously, you know, it ties right into the NBA's global package. And I think he might be one of those global faces that they get to ride for another couple of years. Change of the guard coming soon in the NBA. A couple of more years, LeBron and them ain't going to be around. So they got to find the future face to go with. Somebody you need to look at. And I think, you know, remember the name, Victor Wembanyama. 7'4". Check out the highlights, man. Sounds like he's somebody.
I'm going to tube him.
All right. And now we'll slide from the NBA to the NFL. Who's in and who's out? So, Purdy, Blake Martinez is back in the NFL. Cut by the Giants, former Packer. He's now a Las Vegas Raider, signed to their practice squad. They got a lot of issues with their linebacking core. And there you have it. He's signed. Cardinals made a move today. They waived former second-round pick Andy Isabella. And I think Andy Isabella could be a great slot receiver in the NFL, provided he's given the opportunity with the right team. I think Arizona never gave him that opportunity. But I think that's somebody that won't last on the waiver wire too long. And we'll see what happens there.
Dallas.
Russell Wilson. No, we good with our receivers. Seriously, we are.
Okay.
With our system and whatnot. Years ago, I thought he would have been a good pick, but not as high as number two. But I still think that Andy Isabella is a guy that gets on a team like a Tampa Bay and is productive in the slot. Godwin's injured.
All right.
They haven't had anybody like Miller's where you put me. It's an opportunity there. And then some other teams that are hurting for wide receivers, maybe even Green Bay. He might be the kind of guy that works in that offense with Aaron Rodgers as a slot.
Yeah.
He had a lot of talent coming out. Now, speaking of coming out, is Russell Wilson going to be out or is he going to be in? Apparently, he says he's super confident he's going to play Thursday against the Colts. The shoulder's fine. We've heard Russell talk a good talk right up until game time and then sit. So, anywhere.
Yeah, and they do that. They play with you.
They play with your emotions.
Two is out for the Jets.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to that. I wanted to talk about that, you know, in depth with you as far as the Tua situation. Where are we with that, Mr. Miami Dolphin? Let us know.
You know, I get these heated arguments, and they're still in the middle of an investigation, but there's softening of the talk now. And the Players Association isn't all hard up and saying, if it was a box, they should have done this. So I'm guessing some things are going to come out pretty soon that are going to be a little different. But you'll see how it goes. You'll see what happens. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to say much more on it because I've gotten some row with our good friend Pete on it a couple of times. So all my argument is let the investigation finish. When the report comes out, we can have all the comments we want. But until such time, I'm not going to speculate.
All right. Now, as far as the Dolphins go, Teddy Bridgewater's the guy. We hear rough and populous, a lot of Dolphin fan base interested on the Thompson kid from Kansas State who lit up the preseason. You were one to say, listen, he's got a lot of potential, but don't crown him yet because he's playing against people who aren't even going to be in the league in a couple of weeks. Where are you now with him potentially if Bridgewater goes down?
If Bridgewater goes down, then we get no choice. But until such time, Teddy Bridgewater is a starting quarterback. The Dolphins got him because he wanted a reliable backup quarterback who could give us a game or two if something happens to Tua. He's here to give us that game. He's going to pick the Jets to pieces. We're going to be fine. We're going to be quite all right.
Pearly, mind you, you're mighty confident with the Jets. You know, Jets may sneak you all this week, you know.
That's what you're hoping for.
No, listen. Let me legitimately just say this, okay? There was a disconnect I thought was coming last week against Pittsburgh when they went from Flacco back to Josh Wilson. That's why I didn't pick them to beat Pittsburgh because I figured Zach Wilson, there was going to be some disconnect. He impressed me against Pittsburgh, but we know Pittsburgh is not a good team. But nonetheless, they go on the road. They know how to play well on the road. They also, need a win at home. They're also healthy at some point where they got their starting quarterback back. You guys don't. Their defensive line now is starting to put pressure. Leonard Williams and stuff starting to get right. Let's see. They run the ball well. They got some decent receivers. Garrett Wilson is a guy that's going to put some pressure. He's still got, Moore and Davis to worry about. the Jets may not be the pushover that y'all take them to be with your backup quarterback. That's all I'm saying. They could sneak you in this game.
I'm not calling them to be a pushover. I'm saying that we can beat the Jets. The Jets beat a crappy Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh ain't no defense. I'll take Michael Fitzpatrick out, and Pittsburgh got no defense. JJ out. Pittsburgh is a shell of a team that might win seven games if they're lucky. Will not make the playoffs. So I'm not worrying about that. You know, you can say, oh, you play who in front of you? Yeah, you play who in front of you. But it's the quality team you play. All right, you can't tell me the Jets defense better than Buffalo's, or Jets offense better than Buffalo's, better than Cincinnati's?
No, but the Jets.
Better than Baltimore's?
Jets are annoying. They don't go away. They don't know any better. They're resilient as all outdoors.
Who they played? Who they played and given a hell to who? What? Let's look at their schedule. See, please make these comments. I mean,
Purdy. I based my comments on, and we talked about them in the offseason when we talked about fantasy. I said they made a lot of good additions offensively that's going to help them on the offensive side of the ball. Breece Hall, the running back from Iowa State. You have Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver from Ohio State. And you had Carter coming back from last year.
They're good young players. Not every player that comes in the league right away is a Jamal instant hit.
No, I get that. But these guys are developing. And I'm telling you that they're playing.
They beat the Giants. They lost to the Ravens. They beat a crappy Browns team. And they beat an incomplete Bengals team. They've not beaten a quality. They got the Dolphins this week and the Packers. They can go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak until they get back to the Patriots.
I can look at that line good. And if I have that line good enough, I can win some money on the Jets on y'all this week. I promise.
What's the line? Right now, hold on.
Tell me what the line is. I gotta see it.
And there, the line is the Dolphins by 3.5.
Yeah, but I might take that 3.5 for the Jets. I might take that 3.5 for the Jets. I just might.
You'll lose your money. Better you go to over.
What's the over in the game?
44.5.
You might be onto something there, Pearly. You might be. You're speaking my language. All right.
You can mess. Take the Dolphins and the points, and take the over. Don't beat them by more than a touchdown.
Okay. I can see if you're right, you know. I can see if you're right. I don't think so. So Tua is definitely out for what, another 2 weeks, you think?
Probably, or maybe longer. Depends.
All right. And speaking of in and out, as far as quarterback, Pickett is now your new quarterback in Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett, he's going to be the starter ahead of the Bills matchup. They're adding Pickens to the lineup as well as a wide receiver. Obviously, that rookie combo has been working out. You know, he had 3 interceptions last game, one of them the Hail Mary, so we really don't count that one. But I think he's a work in progress. But obviously, if you're going to develop him, you think he's got skills, then develop him on rather than go with Mitch Trubisky or Mitsubishi, like I like to call him.
If you can throw cut up, you might as well throw cut up. And only concern is, and Tomlin, I think Tomlin said it, is the environment you're going to put him in as a young quarterback. But, you know, if he can do some exciting things and make them lift the team up and they get 1 or 2 exciting wins, that's good for the team. You know, they say Pittsburgh don't rebuild, so we'll find out.
We have to find out, man. At some point, you gotta let him get out there and play. And I think they started that last week, and he came through in the clutch. He looked like he actually brought him back to win the game, you know what I mean? Just to be outdone by Zach Wilson. So keep an eye on that in Pittsburgh. I think they may take some lumps this year, but they will develop when it's all said and done. It's what they need for next year moving forward.
Okay.
Because what they, you know, that's invaluable. You can't pay for that. You can't coach that. You know, it's experience. It's reps. It's game reps. And they're only going to get better from it. And especially if you put some lightning in the bottle and you have some success along the way, now you know how to go from there. So we just got to keep what we need to keep an eye on too is the situation with Dak Prescott in Dallas. Because Jerry, master.
I hear your joy in terms of you're looking 3-1, and that's good. And what's Cooper Rush? That's his name?
Yeah, Cooper Rush. But listen, Bradley, you haven't heard my latest dilemma yet. Jerry is not being Jerry. We're 3-1 right now with Cooper Rush. We have a we have a bye week 8. The next four games the Cowboy plays are the Rams, the Eagles, the Lions, or the Bears and the Lions. Now, humor me, all right? I think we can beat the Rams. I'll go on record right now just to play it up and say, okay, the Eagles beat us, which I doubt myself, but I'll be objective. Say the Eagles beat us. Now, clearly, I think we can beat the Lions and the Bears and go into the break at 6-2, worst-case scenario. We could do this with Cooper Rush. You rest Dak Prescott until the bye. And even if he's better now and all of that.
Rest him. I think the best thing to do is to rest him.
And you let him work in the practice, get ready to go.
Yeah.
Hold him out until week 8, and then let him go the rest of the way. Obviously, God forbid if something goes wrong, we got Cooper Rush in a situation ready to play. Right now.
You're very confident. Let me tell you what your problem is right now. And I want to get you, bring you back down there. You see, I've been your friend for 100 years, and I've heard this conversational talk like from you many times about the Cowboys with this level of confidence and be this and we can do that and we can make it here. And then all this talk you have is falling to the damn roadside. Before you get to your business.
I'm a Dolphin, by the way.
Listen, I know. I'm a Dolphin. I used to cut it. And I never, ever, other than this year with Tua, and I did not say and I have not said that the Dolphins will win the Super Bowl. I've not said that. Nobody can say
but
I said I expect my team to do well.
Okay.
I expect my team to win to make a playoff run. That's what I said. I didn't even say we can win the division because I don't think it's
right.
Buffalo.
So
hold on, let me finish now. I'm being very afraid. So what I'm saying is what you build up yourself here is and you know, and I can't blame you. You're a good Cowboy fan and you have this talk. And Russia's looked good against the Giants, a crappy team. Y'all ain't beat nobody. Y'all ain't really do nothing yet.
You beat Cincinnati. Who beat y'all?
Hold on. All right, Cincinnati, yes. Fine. Cincinnati, fine. Good. Fine. Good. No problem.
And they beat the Dolphins. I'm just saying.
You confident because what you see the 49ers do to the Rams last night, don't let that fool you. That's the division to play. That's the team that owned them forever. And the Rams in your team, you and me, after a loss. So I think that you can get Rush. I think Rush can get knocked out the game or run out the game. Dak can come in and y'all can have a quarterback controversy and that can hurt your team.
Okay. Well.
And Mark, we had this conversation and you can say, Earl, you said it. You can come back at me again like you normally do and say, Earl, you were on point.
But I normally do that. We're few and far between. Now, don't run out because you got an audience in your studio, okay? Calm yourself down, Pearly. I base my statement on why we beat the Rams. Look at Stafford last night under tremendous pressure from the defensive line of the San Francisco 49ers. If you look at the Dallas Cowboys defense, we have one of the best defensive lines in the NFL, if not the best. We got the most sacks. We got the most pressures on the quarterback. We're only allowing 15 points a game. I think Dallas could stand toe-to-toe and put blows on the Rams. The difference is the Rams are not the Rams that everybody thinks they are. They're not the Rams of last year. They lost a lot of free agents that are not there. Von Miller's not there. Odell Beckham Jr. is not there. That's a big situation. Cooper Rush is there, but the other receivers aren't stepping up. Allen Robinson is a mirage. So I think Dallas has a good chance to win that game. But like I said, humor me. I said we go 6-2 to the break. Bring Dak in after the break. It's already started today. Dak is eyeing a week 5 comeback.
6-2, that's 8 games. What's your record? You're 3-1 now?
3-1 now.
Let me see. Let me be real. And this is not, I'm not going to be a hater or anything like that because I just be messing with you like that. And I talk like
it's
that.
It's 4 games.
I get a kick out of
4 games to get us to the break. The Rams, followed by the Eagles, followed by the Bears, followed by the Lions. Out of them 4 games.
Okay, so I see. Hold on. Let me see this now. And this you got the Rams. I think that's a loss to the Rams. I think after this, after week 6, you're going to be 3-3.
Okay, go ahead.
If the Lions learn to play a semblance of defense, let me rephrase this. If the Lions learn to play bad defense, they can beat you. But they play terribly crappy defense. I think you beat the Bears. So I think by the bye, you're going to be 4-4, possibly 5-3.
Absolute Dolphin bias, hogwash, dribble.
No,
Pearly,
no,
wipe
no,
your
no,
mouth. You got no, Dolphin no, nanny
I don't
coming out.
You. No, I
garbage.
Don't you. I
garbage.
Don't you to say anything different.
Detroit.
You're a
Detroit.
Cowboy fan.
Detroit.
Now you bleeding silver.
Detroit. Detroit? Let's go to the break. Let's go to the break.
Detroit leads the NFL in scoring.
Yeah.
And
a lack of defense.
Detroit problem is they can't play no defense. If Detroit could have played defense, they probably would have been 3-1 right now themselves.
You know what your problem is? And we can have a better record than you are by the break. That's what's really burning your Dolphin behind.
And you have to forget the language. One of the funnest teams to watch in the NFL right now is the Detroit Lions. They are so much fun to watch. See, but you, I'm a purist. Telling you this.
No.
You, that's a Dallas focus. You're so narrow-minded with Dallas, you can't see nothing else.
Earl.
And I'm telling you, Earl. Detroit, by then, they're in the place. Bad defense.
Hey, bring the bell down. Bring the bell down.
Go to the break.
Hey, No. You don't tell them to go to the break. That's my damn show. You go to the break when I say go to the break. You wouldn't even have known about Amon Ross St. Brown to go pick in a draft if I didn't tell you about the Detroit Lions. Nor Swift. Don't make me go there. Don't make me go there.
You taught me that.
Don't make me go there.
You show me that.
All right?
What I see.
Anyway, what you see is the Perry salute from me to you right now, which are Dolphin bias as we go to the break. Because you can talk about Detroit. That's why the Jets can beat you by 3 touchdowns this weekend. Boogity, boogity, boo. Whammy on you. Let's go to the break before you talk more Dolphin foolishness. Caller, I see you. I got you out of the break.
Opa! Burger King NASA is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste is king.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust.
Come play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at
Percy's Island Game.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM continues right now. And we are into the final rundown, the last quarter, the fourth quarter. You know, we got all your waiver wire ads and pickups coming up courtesy of the NFL Network, the Fantasy Football Show. We got some good picks for you, all of my fantasy football aficionados. It's Tuesday, you know, waivers go in tonight for tomorrow. So we got some must ads for you coming up courtesy of the NFL Network and their, you know, their fantasy team. Pearly, who you like tonight in baseball, man? We got to get into our picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Be sure to log on to theislandgame.com. Check out their sports book. Absolutely off the chain, man. All right? Yes, man. Go there and spend some time. Check it out. Lots of ways to play. Lots of options to win. Definitely do it responsibly, but check out theislandgame.com and that sportsbook. Who you like in baseball tonight, Pearly? I got a bad feeling about baseball for the next couple of days because, you know, people coming up for a cup of coffee, some people resting before the playoffs. What's really going on? And Pearly's on mute. You don't get hostage by the audience. Running on about trying to convince them how Detroit could beat the Cowboys in 3 weeks. Let me get this caller because they've been hanging on for far too long. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, guys, you know what I love with these Dolphin fans?
Uh-huh.
They used to win no game.
Yeah.
They haven't won a game from since Caveman first discovered fire. Now, all of a sudden, they win 3 games in a row. And they have all these months.
Well, they actually
gotta give them.
They actually on a new streak. They lost one in a row.
Yeah, they lost one. They thought they was going to go 4-0, but
right.
Yeah, they didn't get that. And I know Pearly was crying when he saw they lose that one.
The problem is with some of them, they don't want to face reality. The situation is right now, yeah, Bridgewater's a serviceable backup, but what has Teddy done over the last couple of years when he's played in the league? Mediocre at best. And if you got pressure on it, the offense might be in a little disconnect. I say their best is to go with the kid from Kent State, Thompson, who lit up the preseason. I think he's got the it factor.
Buddy, why you keep saying going with a guy who
has not
proven himself with a guy who has been a third string, a guy who played a bunch of duds.
Can I tell you why, Earl? Don't go nowhere, caller.
The teams and the players that he lit up were third, fourth, and string players who were right now in the NFL.
Can I tell you something, Bradley? When I see Thompson, he kind of reminds me of a young man by the name of Antonio Romero Romo. He reminds me how Tony Romo came along in Dallas out of nowhere, showed some moxie early on. Sean Payton liked him before he left to go coach New Orleans. Rest is history. I think you got something there. But you got a caller on the phone would like to address you Dolphin fans about your lack of useness to winning. He thinks that's your problem. Y'all ain't used to winning.
Well, Naughty, like I tell every Dolphin fan, when they actually win a Super Bowl, then they can start talking. Because they haven't been a Super Bowl in such a long time, you even forget they exist. Now, all of a sudden, they haven't won good season. Season just started. They haven't won good season now, and now they're freaking themselves out. Like, they already win the Super Bowl. Win a Super Bowl and then start running on and just then start celebrating. And until then, they need to sit down and eat a small quarter and go back to Bikini Bottom before I get my skillet and start frying some fish.
Boy, listen, I could do some fish frying this year, you know. You need to come join me for that.
I can come and join you for that.
Yeah, I can let Pearly answer to you, Bob. Be safe. Thanks for calling.
Who does your caller pull for? What team does he pull for?
Well, we lost them, but I'm sure he could call back and retort. It ain't the Dolphins for sure.
Earl never said the Dolphins can win the Super because I'm happy my team win. That's fine. But that brother might be a Brady fan who used to be a New England fan. Dolphins fans are loyal to a fault. We are loyal to a fault. And because we win, we ain't supposed to say nothing. Because when we lose, y'all just eat us for breakfast. So when we win, we can have to say something.
All right, let's
but
go back.
We need to start being loyal fans and stop jumping ship and say, oh, I go on with Brady. I said Brady fan. That ain't no fan. That's because your New England is going to be a crappy team.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines, Brady. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Yeah.
It is Al. I am a cowboy.
Okay.
From that time, from Emmitt Smith and beyond that.
All right.
Charles Jones.
There you go.
Jerry, the other caller was talking about the quarterback. Let me tell you something. If you know Jerry Jones, if he know you're a winner, he can let you play.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And he don't got no corner. Because right now, I am a little upset with Prescott in a way because he don't run out of the pocket. You know, you got to come out and get out of the pocket, man.
Listen,
you know,
I understand the exuberance and all of that, but that's Dak Prescott's job. When he could grip that football and throw the football, Dak needs to be the quarterback. He gives us the best chance to win overall.
I understand that, but if we successfully move along, then let the gentleman stay in there. Rush stay in there.
That's why I said at least ride it till the bye. And despite what, you know, my good friend Pearly is saying that we can go 1-3 in them next four games, I beg to differ. I think we could be 7-1 by the break, personally. You know what I mean?
I think we got a shot to win all four.
But nonetheless, you never know any given Sunday. I feel you rest Prescott to the break. Even if we go 2-2 in them games, we'll be 5-3 at the break, and you got him the rest of the way coming out of the break. God forbid something happens, Cooper Rush is there in turn to pile in.
Right. Not only that, you know, the only credit, and I must say this because sometimes we get surprised. The only credit I can give them Dolphins the day now, that defense, if that defense works out for the rest of the season, that could be a problem and a plus.
Well, listen, Al, I told people if Dallas defense holds up, and even with Cooper Rush, it was very reminiscent of them Baltimore Ravens that won the Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer, quarterback. A great defense.
Yeah.
You ran the football, and you had receivers step up when you needed to. And I think if Dak could come in there and play to a high level, we're better off than that team because he's better than Dilfer. and we got a shot, but we got to take it 1 week at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Really 1 week at a time. Make it but play so close good. Attention make to the key words, so guys.
I bridge I want you to tell for me.
Anyway, go ahead, Al. I can let you wrap up because we got to get to the break.
I just want to say, guys, overall speaking, you know the experiences of Super Bowls, boy. Them defense. It's been the game, boy. So let's see what happens. Whoever gets the best defense, I think can win the Super Bowl.
But keep listening. Keep calling out. I appreciate you. These Dolphins have me outnumbered, man. All right, brother.
Well, I rate you, man. I rate you to an office.
I got you. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Pearly, real quick, I can let you say what you got to say because we got to get to the break because on the flip side of the break, we got time.
I got to say hi to a special friend. They asked me what I was doing the other day. I said, watching the game. So they said, who team we on? I said, you are now a Dolphin. And the Dodgers. I want to say hi, Keisha.
And she accepted that. I mean, she willingly went along with that.
She's the Dolphin and the Dodger.
Well, I suggest you go get a ring, and I can go get my suit together now, because you ain't gonna find that too.
Bye,
quick.
Naughty. Bye, naughty.
All right,
bye.
Well, we can go to the nice break show. Now, nice Pearly blushing. Nice let's go to the break since Pearly blushing. We got your waiver wire pickups on the flip side of the break, courtesy of the NFL, our network fantasy crew. All right, who to get in your lineups if you had some injuries or who you need to improve your team, all right? For everybody who chimed in earlier, my crew from Freeport, Sarah Kirkby, Darren Cooper, for Earl of Pearl, and everybody who chimed in, good stuff today, y'all. We will see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. And be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it.
Just got bumped up. Bundled fiber customers enjoy up to 3x the speed increase for free. That means if you have the Extreme 100 Plus Talk 24/7 bundle, or the Extreme 100 TV Max bundle, or even the Extreme 150 Plus Talk 24/7 Plus TV Max bundle, your internet speed just went to 300 megabits per second. Nothing to do. Just keep doing you.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin's Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you ever. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Josh, Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. Come on in today at Johns. Where we put fashion at your feet.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. Cheese in a sandwich. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Smart talk, quality.
It's time for Refresh Your Lineup, presented by Subway. Looking at some waiver wire targets for week 5. Florio,
Geno Smith, who balled out there. Jared Goff is the top quarterback ad this week. I would say Ryan Tannehill is very much so in play in a good matchup against Washington. I would add Teddy Bridgewater because we learned that Tua will not play in week 5. And then Kenny Pickett as more of a long-term flyer at the running back position. Guys with injury, Nyheim Hines, Mike Boone, Tyler Allgeier, Caleb Huntley, all going to get more work with the starter hurt. Eno Benjamin looks like he's in play there. Rashad White, another name I would add to that running back group as well. And then looking at some receivers and tight ends, Corey Davis, who continues to get volume. Devontae Parker looks like a playmaker there. Josh Reynolds, just if the other guys stay banged up. And speaking of banged up, the Bills lost both of their slot receivers yesterday, so Khalil Shakir is in play there. Donovan Peoples-Jones had 9 targets. Jamal Agnew stepped up with all the other Jags receivers being banged up. And then tight end is pretty gross, but Taysom Hill and Mo Alie-Cox, they both did a little something this week.
Yeah. By the way, if you want more waiver wire analysis, check out Matt Okada's column. He writes that every week. You can find that at NFL.com/waiver wire. But let's talk about some names on this list. We talked a little bit about Mike Boone, so we don't have to get deep into it. But again, I think a big opportunity is coming for Mike Boone. Yes, I don't think he completely replaces Javonte Williams, but if you lost Javonte, Melvin Gordon is not going to be on your waiver wire. I can guarantee you that. So this seems like the easy move here.
The other running backs that we like are short-term ads. Like, while you could play these guys for the next couple of weeks while the starter's out, Mike Boone, though, is a long-term ad because Javonte's done for the year, so you're picking him up. You're going to have to be very aggressive, I think, to get him.
Yeah, I think if you play in a league with Fab, you're probably going to have to spend most, if not all, of your Fab to make sure you lock in Mike Boone. Tyler Allgeier saw a lot of snaps, had a pretty good day for the Falcons. I mentioned earlier in the show Cordarrelle Patterson on injured reserve, which means he's going to be out for 4 weeks. I know Allgeier was sort of a dynasty favorite, a keeper league favorite. And at least in the short term, it looks like we're going to get the opportunity to see what he can do. Albeit, we just sat here and kind of dumped on the Falcons offense. So I don't know. I don't know how excited we feel about it, but the opportunity is definitely there.
Yeah, he played 44% of the snaps. He's their most explosive option there, and he's the one that I would add first. But Caleb Huntley did also have 10 carries, and he's the one that got used near the goal line. So I think we're going to see a committee or a split between those two, but Allgeier would be the side that I would prefer.
Josh Reynolds was on the list there at wide receivers because I've been saying for years that you always want to get a piece of that Lions offense because that's just how it works. But, look, as long as Amon Ross St. Brown is banged up, as long as DJ Chark is banged up, this isn't just a, hey, somebody's got to catch the ball. He actually was a big part of what the Lions did on Sunday.
Yeah, he was. 8 targets, you see there. He scored a touchdown. And the Patriots defense, they get the Patriots next week. They are not nearly as scary as they've been in years past. In fact, they're in the top 10 in fantasy points allowed through the air. So someone's got to catch the ball there if Amon-Ra and DJ Chark are out again. So I would expect Josh Reynolds to step up if given the opportunity.
We weren't sure about the Packers wide receivers, but, Romeo Doubs had a good game. Christian Watson scored a rushing touchdown. Alan Lazard was involved. So maybe that is a play if you need some wide receivers to start. And Taysom Hill is back in our lives. He scored a rushing touchdown on Sunday. And you mentioned tight end being kind of gross. So I guess we've reached the Taysom Hill part of the program now.
Yeah, I think the hope if you have Taysom Hill is he's in play for me if Alvin Kamara misses more time and if Jameis Winston misses more time, because then we're just going to get more and more Taysom Hill packages. Like, they didn't throw him the ball at all. If he doesn't score that rushing touchdown, you're left wanting a whole lot more. But when we're talking about tight ends again, a touchdown is enough to make you have a very good day at that position.
It gets you in the, at least in spitting distance of tight end one if you can score a touchdown. So Taysom Hill, welcome back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.